it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy.
So we don't have Randall tonight. Agent Chance is complaining of a bit of a toothache.
Yeah.
Right. Poor Chancey.
Well, and I've been waiting all day for the opening to say this. He is the most long in the tooth of all of us.
Wow. You should have waited a little longer.
Yeah.
really don't want to get a toothache in Egypt.
Yep.
Shadow of Atlantis. There we are.
Yep. So when last we met, you had all taken a very nice, leisurely 3-day boat ride up the Nile from Cairo to Cana, intending to visit the Temple of Hathor nearby. And I believe it's very noisy at the docks there in Cana. There's a lot of bustling around. I believe we left when you guys basically just got off the ship. There was, all sorts of tourist services. This is, very clearly a tourist destination. There's taxis waiting and, people already hawking and trying to sell you stuff and that sort of thing.
Do you think it's the 18th then or the 19th?
One moment. Let me look at the notes.
So it's the 15th, I think, when we left from Cairo.
So it would be 15, 16, 17. So I think it would be the 17th then, because it would be, you would have gotten there around just before noon on the third day.
Okay. Thursday, August 17, noon.
Yeah, so you left Tuesday at noon, so yeah. Tuesday night, Wednesday night on the boat, and then, arrival around noon on Thursday. The 17th. Yep.
Yeah, yep, cool. So we were looking for a taxi to Dendara, apparently.
Necklace, nice necklace for the lady. Authentic, ancient Egyptian. Keep you from harm.
No.
Fine, get you today. Necklace, nice necklace for the lady. Find a good husband.
Keep moving. We're looking for a taxi.
She has all the husbands she needs.
Ah, I see. Yes, many
husbands.
Nice ancient Egyptian ring for the lady. Much potency. Very fertile. Many children, yes?
I just wave him off. Do my best to ignore such vendors.
Nein, I say in my best German. that's about all I can say.
So, does it look like the majority of the tourists are going, you know, to a particular, in a direction?
That would be the direction of the taxi stand.
Yeah, okay. So,
you know, so some of the, you know, you can see some of the couples, you know, the women are, you know, stopping and interacting with some of the, you know, the vendors. Ooh, look, fancy Egyptian. Oh, isn't that beautiful, darling? You know, and then some of them are just, you know, making a beeline for the taxi stand. But, you know, pretty, you can see pretty much everyone in, at some speed is headed towards getting a taxi.
So, gentlemen, let's arrange for our bags to... are we staying here or are we staying on the boat? Is this just sort of an overnight thing or is this a destination?
No, we're here. Yep. We're in Kena, but we want to go to the little town of
Dendara.
Dendara, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a destination. You would have found out on the boat as well that, you know, the ruins are, or the Temple of Hathor is easily accessible from either Kena or Dendara.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Dendara is a smaller town. You know, they're both kind of equidistant from the temple. Dendara is a smaller town, but they still have plenty of you know, tourist facilities. But it, you know, it's a little smaller, a little quainter, perhaps a little quieter than Kena.
Okay, and the reason now looking back that we thought about Kena is the image.
That's where the boat goes. Oh. Yeah, the temple is because of the image and the going down under and that this ruin, this vision that we had in the well.
Well, the guy told us, the old man, though, he specifically said there's a temple to Hathor at Kena outside Dendara.
Right. Right. And that's what we saw in the vision.
So we should find a hotel.
Yeah. Well, it's only noon, so we were actually thinking we might go straight to the ruins. But yeah, we could find a hotel, too.
We should send our bags somewhere. Unless you think we want to haul this stuff with us. Let's find a map. Is there a vendor that has a map of this area?
Of the area or of the,
well, the
temple?
The town.
Temple would be good too, but
yeah, both.
No, the vendors do not have an area. Do not have a map of the town.
Okay.
But there, you know, there's a ton of people who are, you know, oh, where would you like to go? I give you the next, you know, I take you there. Come, come.
Of course, yes.
Perhaps we stop for tea at my cousin's shop along the way. Right?
Damn cousin.
There are, you know, there are vendors who also who, oh, yes, you are here for Hathor. Yes, very, very good map. Only 10 shilling.
Which I assume is a ridiculous price.
Of course.
I
don't know if it is or not, but just assume that it
sure.
is.
Sure. Okay. Gentlemen, would you please help me out here? All these people trying to sell us things.
Yes.
Peeps.
And you want them? Buy them. I'm afraid I don't understand.
All right, let's go to the taxi stand then.
I'll buy a map of the temple.
Yes, very good map. Temple of Hathor, only 15 shilling.
Fine, I'll give you 7. It's also a ridiculous amount. Yeah, let me roll my like, I don't even know where my dice are.
You want to bargain? Yes, bargain. Bargaining is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good bargain. Look, yes. Very high quality. Look at high quality paper. This will not fade. 14 shilling. 14 shilling.
14, huh? Yes. Well, I might go as high as 8, but But definitely no higher than 16.
Just pay the man 16 and let's get out of here.
So I do that.
He gives you a map of the Temple of Hathor.
Awesome.
It takes a moment for him to hand it to you. He's a little slow.
Of course. He's got to get it out of his pouch. And
exactly.
Count the money twice. And
he's got to find it first.
Right, yep. Yeah, there's a lot of maps, and you got to find the right one.
I knew I had that map here somewhere. Where is the map? Here it is. Here is map.
Oh, very good. Oh, it's slowly coming into view. I think oh, look at that. That's beautiful. Yeah, actually, sanatorium.
I got bumped off by a work call for a second. Did I miss anything?
That explains
we just bought a map.
Yes, you missed a map.
I'm like, Peeps, help me, Peeps, and you're not answering.
Nice.
I've been spurned by you, by my advances to you too many times, Doctor.
That's right.
Never cry, Peeps.
Well, there's a map in the notes. There's a map in the notes now of the Temple of Hathor complex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sacred. What does that say? Sacred what? Filled with trees.
Sacred lake.
Lake.
Okay, Temple of Isis, mostly ruined. Coptic Basilica. Roman birthing house. I like that.
Is the say
sanatorium.
Hippostyle?
Hippostyle.
Yeah.
That's where the horses go to get styled. Hippostyle.
Good man, how far is this temple from here?
Oh, temple is very, very close, very close. You want taxi? I get you a taxi.
Yes, get us a taxi. Too sweet.
Only £5. £5. Yes.
No.
Just walk away. Let's. All right.
And five.
We'll go into the next stall.
£5 and my cousin will make you some tea. We'll stop at my cousin's. We'll make you good tea. It is very good, very good Egyptian tea.
£6 and no tea.
Please, no tea, please.
You drive a very hard bargain. I take, yes, £6, no tea. I agree. I take you. Come.
Very good.
Fair enough.
Go.
This taxi here, this is a very good taxi. This taxi is my brother's taxi. Very good. You take
it. Of course
them.
It is, yeah.
Well, load all our baggage on top, Peeps.
They look... Both the taxi driver and the guy who got you to the taxi, you know, look at you a little strange. You want to take your bags to the temple? What are you going to do? You're going to carry them around the temple? This is a little strange, I think.
Oh, we're giving you £6 to take us around all day. We'll go to the temple first, while the day is still cool,
and then we will go
to a hotel later.
No. £6 is to take you to the temple. If you want all day, this is something different. You know, I'm a poor man. I need to feed my children. And I cannot do it if I'm driving you around all day for only £5 apiece.
I whisper in Peeb's ear, I really don't know how to bargain with these people. Can you handle this?
Doctor.
And I don't think he does either, pointing at our companion who failed his bargain roll.
I've been doing just fine, thank you very much. I got the map, I got a taxi, I don't know what your problem is.
Can I try and fast talk the guy down? Say, hey, we need to go to our hotel, and we need to go to the temple. I mean, come on. £4. That should do it. We have the map. We know how far away it is.
Guys.
The tourist map.
Okay, make your bargain roll.
We're on the government dime. Why are you still worried about the money?
It's the principle of the thing.
It rolls over into your bonuses. Come on. You didn't know that?
If the company What the hell?
You haven't gotten your bonus?
No, I don't get bonus.
From Rome? You didn't get the Rome bonus with the nice little pasta basket?
I haven't gotten paid in months.
Well, I'd say you need to take that up with Chansey there.
I don't think I've ever gotten paid. I'm gonna stop working here.
Okay. And I do not make
Queen
my bargain or fast talk.
I look exasperated. All right, how much to take us around all day?
And to take you around all day, where do you think you want to go? You want to go to a hotel, and then you want to go to the temple, and then you want to go back to the hotel.
We'll hire your brother's cab for the entire day. How much?
£10. £10 each.
Each?
Each taxi, right?
I whisper over to Farnsworth, you've got to at least make an effort to try to bargain with these people. Or they don't respect you.
All right. So this man here, and I point to Chance, and I say, he's a very important man. He doesn't pay. The rest of us will pay. £30 for the four of us. It's like he's not even here.
Okay. I agree. Yes. Come. Yes. Put your bags.
Jim's like, it's over with.
Put your bags here. I take you. Yes. Come. Get in.
Excellent. Very good. I don't trust him.
He kind of brushes off the seat for Dr. Skelvig.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Presumably, you all file into the taxi with your bags in the back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The taxi driver gets in, he zooms away. Where do you go? Where is your hotel?
Take us to the finest hotel in town.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Finest hotel. I take you there directly. It is owned by my cousin. It is a wonderful place. And he drives for about 5 minutes, maybe a little more, just kind of zooming through the relatively crowded streets of Cana, and pulls up before a rather nondescript building. There are a few tourists kind of milling, coming and going and wandering around. You do not need any kind of roll to identify that they are mostly Eastern Europeans. And he pulls up, and he gets out and says, "This is the best hotel in town. Best hotel. You would like it very much. Yes, come. And he gets out, and he starts unloading your baggage.
This is a bad idea, gentlemen.
Yeah, I thought we were going to the temple. I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know what we're doing here at all. I don't understand anything.
The ladies, she said best hotel. This is best hotel in town.
I understand. I don't... I don't know. She's got the heat stroke or something. We need to go to the temple, please, and you'll bring us back later, and we'll go to a hotel, not this hotel, but we'll go to a hotel.
Yes, what Farnsworth said. Snap, driver.
But he
paid you for all day. We paid you for all day.
Yes,
can we change our mind? Is that okay?
You did not pay me to unload your bags and unload them all the time.
It's true, so why are you unloading them? Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'm unloading them because the nice lady said she wanted to go to the best hotel. We are at the best hotel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I help him put the bags back on top of the car. Now let's go.
He looks really upset, But he kind of grumpily gets back in the car.
And, look.
Drives off.
Later, we'll stop for tea.
I mean with you guys.
Right.
Later, we stop for tea. Okay?
Ah, yes, tea. My sister. She makes best tea in town. Yeah, you will love it.
Yes.
It is wonderful tea.
Tonight.
Later.
And he drives you to the temple complex.
Awesome.
It's dirt roads to get to it once you get kind of out of Cana, and then there's a little parking area, and then the temple and the various ruins around it are just kind of standing out there, in the sand, and there's a number of people kind of milling about, walking around, looking at stuff. This is Egypt.
And you can basically just walk yeah. wherever, whenever, and there's nobody. Okay.
Yep. Yep, there's no signs or ropes or chains or, entrance fee payment or anything like that.
So we need to go down under somehow. And we have our magic liquid. And it looks like the HIPAA style looks sort of like the image that we saw in the dream there. That main building on the map looks like our looks like what we saw.
That is correct. The image that you saw in the well would have been kind of
the women
kind of standing at the far right end of the platform, looking at that main. Looking at the front of that main temple.
Yeah.
Okay. That seems
I guess
then.
The first thing we should do is just walk. Is there a place that sells or has any brochures or anything about
book.
Anything? Or a guide. Maybe we'll just hire a guide.
Yes. There are no places that will sell you a nice printed brochure, but there are many of Egyptians wandering around calling out, guide, they give you a nice tour. Very nice tour, only £2. £2, nice tour.
So
is there any expats there milling around asking to be a tour guide?
No.
Doctor, the tour guides are going to be full of a lot of bullshit, and they're going to tell us a lot of stories that aren't true. And we're just going to shut up and listen to them and hope that we hear something useful. It'll take us an hour or so. Are you ready for that?
Very well.
Unless you have some other idea, I don't think we're in a hurry. Maybe we'll figure something out.
Sounds good, Farnsy.
All right. So can we do a... I want to do a something to see if... let's see... We don't have. I guess it's psychology.
Can we see if
them seem?
Oh, I was going to go along your lines.
See if any of them seem more trustworthy or more less charlatan-y than any of the others in any way.
And I was actually going to look to see if any of them are wearing the symbol of Akhenaten.
Oh, clever.
Okay, Peebs,
like
you can make a spot hidden roll.
Okay.
And I'm going to look for Germans.
Ooh,
you said there's no expats or guides anyway.
That's a 31, which is definitely a success.
You do not see any of the tour guides who have the symbol of the symbol of Akhenaten. Mr. Farnsworth, you were looking for a... reputable tour guide?
German. Oh, yes.
Or a
yes.
German. Or both.
Both.
Well,
both,
they
really.
Can't be both.
Both, but not
no,
at
no,
the
no,
same
not,
time.
Not in the same
Ouch.
Person.
Yes. Okay.
Right, yeah. Not in the same person.
Okay.
I failed my spot hidden for German hunting.
Okay. Psychology for a reputable tour guide.
Alright, there's no way I'm going to fail this one. Yep, this guy right here is absolutely, I'm sure of it. He's an honest dude. He went to college. I'm sure this one, yes. Yes, are the one we want to hire.
He must have aced everything, because he only has one eye and part of the hand.
Yes, that's, I take you on very nice tour. Come.
Excellent. That's what we need.
How much? It's 2 pounds, right? Two pounds?
Yes.
For the group?
Three pounds. 3 pounds for the group, yes.
£2 it is, not a problem.
Come, I show you around. And he starts walking you. Okay. He basically spends the next hour kind of walking you around the complex, pointing out all the symbol, you know, all the various bits and pieces and and interesting things to see. He shows you the Dendera Zodiac.
And is there anything that he, like, any place that we specifically can't get into that obviously is blocked off or...
Or that he's scared of, some place that he says you shouldn't go there, it's not interesting, it's dangerous, any of that stuff,
Yeah, or if he passes by something that, you know, looks like something, but then he just passes by it with no description or anything.
So, no, he takes you pretty much everywhere. You can make a spot hidden roll. All of you.
Success.
You don't see anything in particular that's, you know, that it seems like he's kind of shying away from. The opposite is true. At one point during the tour, he even, you know, has you climbing upon, you know, climbing on to the very roof of the temple, and the three of you or the four of you were, you know, it's a very nice view, but the four of you are kind of looking at each other, wondering if this is really safe, you know, because it is rather high and it's a very rocky below. And there's, you know, there's no ropes or anything that would keep you from falling off the side, and some of the stones are a little questionably make you a little nervous.
This Zodiac
training.
Which part of the building is that in, and what does he tell us about it?
He tells you that the Zodiac that is there is actually a reproduction, because the evil Napoleon stole it and took it to France. But the Zodiac, as you see it now, it was made by Ptolemy, and is a fascinating example. Blending of Greek and Egyptian styles.
So the original one was made by Ptolemy, and this is a copy of it.
That
Ptolemy came after Napoleon. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That is correct.
Okay.
And this is located in the main temple?
Correct. He also takes you, you know, and he kind of shows you the Dendera light, which, you know, another kind of very famous thing. And he says, look, we Egyptians, you know, thousands of years ago, we had the light bulb before Edison invented it.
I laugh.
See, here it is.
What's up with the pool?
This is our light bulb.
The lake, sorry.
The lake. Ah, yes. The lake. It is a lake, or it was a lake at one time.
Is there water in it still?
Trees.
No, there are trees in it now.
Well, there can be trees with water. That's what I was asking.
Yes, yes. Come. You can see. And he takes you over to it. And it's not a lake in the traditional sense of, you know, like a lake in the dirt. It's very clearly...
Right.
It would be more accurately described as a really, really large, very deep man-made swimming pool of sorts. Very, very high stone walls. There are stairways set into the walls that lead down. But the pool itself is devoid of water. It's just dirt at the bottom with some palm trees growing out of it.
Oh, it's like an oasis, I say. It looks nice and cool and shady down there. Can we go sit under those trees for a little while? I'm so hot.
Yes, yes, of course. I can bring you some tea. Would you like me to bring you tea?
Certainly, that would be fantastic.
Great.
And perhaps some cheese and crackers for
some of
a nice lunch.
Yes, dates and some of those honey cakes.
Yes, yes, of course. I bring all for you. Please, go down and rest. I'll be back in 5 minutes. And he takes off at a run.
Oh shit! Did we just lose our bags? Oh no! This is the tour guide.
This is not the taxi guy. But
sorry,
granted, that brings
all their accents apart.
Well, that brings us back to the taxi guy who probably did frickin' leave us.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
We lost our luggage the last three places, didn't we?
Yeah. Is there any place... Have we seen any basements or any places that we would go down underground?
Well, that's why I want to go into this...
As we're sitting down here in the bottom of the pool in the shade.
So kind of looking around, are there any doorways or any other passages or at the bottom of this pit?
Spot hidden rolls.
That's
I passed one.
At least a hard success.
Not that you can see.
Have we been anywhere else that has an undergroundness to it?
I got a 27. Is that a half? Will a half make a difference? Do I need to do math?
It didn't.
I had a half.
No, it will not make a difference.
Okay.
And the answer is yes. There are many of the crypts and so forth are underground, or you know, partially or wholly underground.
Okay. So we'll need to, after we lunch, we'll need to search all that stuff and see if we can see anything that seems a little... I guess maybe that's what we were looking for, but... So...
It is very pleasant. It is very pleasant down here. It is, you know, you're well out of the sun. You know, under the trees, it is...
Awesome.
It's almost bordering on chilly. It might even be a little, you know, a little too chilly.
Does it seem like air is coming out of any of the walls, or cool air? Compared to the...
I will presume that was the same search that you did with the previous spot hidden roll and say no.
Can we find this lake on the map that we have?
Yeah, it's at the
top.
Yeah, it's
on the map.
Top left corner. It's the box at the top left.
It's filled with trees.
Yeah.
Sacred Lake.
Your guide returns.
Oh. Surprising.
With a big tray of food. Sit. No, wait.
Awesome.
Please sit under the shade. It is very nice. Here, and he kind of hands out some hot tea, and there's a plate of dates and a plate of some sweet treats and
things. Ah, these are very delicious.
This is the life. If we're not going to get paid, at least we can do is enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, I say, this is probably the nicest... This is the nicest leg of this trip we've been on, huh? Huh, Farnsey?
It's pretty good. So far, no one's tried to kill us. That's always a bonus. So I wonder...
So as you were...
What
sorry.
Was in the...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, after you...
I was going to ask what was in the sanctuary of the temple.
Various random crypts, mostly.
Okay.
Including, you know, where he showed you the Dendera light was kind of in one of the crypts off the side there.
Okay.
So after
the temple...
go ahead.
The temple, so there's this, the crypt sanctuary section was for dead people, presumably. And then the front hippo-style hall was... Where's the prayer, like, where's the altar, the prayer area, or the...
The guide explains to you that the public would have brought, you know, the general public would have brought, you know, offerings... to the goddess Hathor into the that front hall, but then they would have not have been, you know, allowed any further past that, and that it's only the priests of Hathor who would then have taken the offerings back into that the smaller sanctuary towards the left there to actually burn them as offerings to the goddess.
And were any of those rooms... Some of those rooms were places where the priests presumably lived, or at least hung out, as opposed to crypts?
No, they're all crypts.
They're all crypts. So during the day, the priests were here, and then they just shut it up at night or whatever and went home somewhere?
Pretty much, yes.
Now, some of these temples and buildings are older than some of the others. For example, you showed us the Roman birthing house, obviously much newer than this temple. Is the main temple the oldest structure here?
Yes, it is.
And does it, what time period does it date back to? Was it built during the reign of Akhenaten?
The temple of Hathor was built, when was it built? That's an interesting question. Well, this particular temple was built by Ptolemy.
By Ptolemy the Greek?
Oh, yes. So much later.
Yes, yes.
Ah.
Is there an earlier temple that predates the main temple?
Oh, yes. This temple was built and rebuilt, and it is on, you know, foundations and ruins underneath and. All this
is
sort
there
of
any,
thing, going as far
is there
back
any
as,
access?
Going as far back as 2000 BC.
Are there any access points to the oldest parts of the temple, or is there anything surviving to this day?
Only a few stones that were reused in the construction by the Greeks.
Mm.
Not much more than this.
Very. Now, is that in the most inner part of the temple?
It is kind of all over.
I think we might just have to go into the sanctuary and chug some red ale and see what happens. Is that north arrow a symbol of Akhenaten? Or is that just sort of...
No.
Little player paranoia. Okay.
Yes.
Sure looks like it.
It does, doesn't it? Actually, it is.
Nice eyes.
It is, right?
Yeah,
that's a spiral in there.
Yep.
So we definitely will spend some time looking around there, 30 yards to the east of the lake. We won't find anything, but right where that north arrow is, we'll look, spend a long time there.
As you guys are, you know, enjoying your nice lunch under the palm trees and discussing all this and asking your questions, you can all make an idea roll.
Okay. is one of my least strong skills.
It's a 83.
Success.
Yep, that's your job.
Dr. Skelvig, it occurs to you now that you're here.
Ooh! I got an ought to.
Ooh.
And
all
it,
the ideas.
And it occurs Peebs. To Peebs as well. To reconsider what Sheik Janin told you.
Of course.
Sure. Was he the one talking about cricket?
Yeah, what was it? Keep Mittal sharp. Willow not.
Just for cricket bats or something.
Yeah, Willow keep not only for sharp. Cricket bats.
What is Mittal? Did we just figure that out?
No. Might have to ask the guide. And oh, and willow trees. We can look for willow trees. These are palm trees here.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Is there any willow trees around that we can see?
You have not seen any willow trees, no.
So, asking the guide, this word Mittal, I don't know how to spell it. Does it mean anything?
Yes, it is. This is Egyptian.
What is its meaning? To keep your Mittal sharp. Is that a phrase that means something?
Keep your Mittal sharp. Yes, it. How do you say it? It is like your.
The bow, the wood.
No. I'm sorry. My
self. No. Your
yes. Your. And he kind of taps himself on the head with his finger.
Your spirit.
Your who you are.
Your personality.
Sure.
Stay sharp. Stay sharp. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes. I think this is a good way to say it. Yes.
Do you know of any willow trees around here?
No, there are no willow trees.
Someone posed a riddle to us, and we just thought we would try to figure it out.
Game! I like this. Yes. What is the riddle?
Well, as I say, something to do with keeping your Mittal sharp and... something about willow trees. Not
willow,
only
just willow.
Used...
Willow.
Just willow.
Not only for willow. Cricket bats.
Keep your Mittal sharp. Willow is not only for cricket bats.
Willow not only for cricket bats.
This is your riddle.
Yes.
This is not a very good riddle. The answer to me seems very obvious.
Oh, good. We're all ears.
But I am just simple Egyptian tour guide. Perhaps I am... I overspeak myself. I do apologize.
What? No. Please tell us. Go ahead. The heat is getting to us, and perhaps we're just not thinking straight.
Well, to keep your Mittal sharp, as the young man here said, to stay sharp, to think clearly, to remember
certainly
yourself and who you are, and willow is not only for cricket bats. Well,
chew on willow bark.
You can do many. This is exactly the thing. You can do many things with willow. You must be flexible. Yes, this is the word. You must think.
Bend with the willow.
You must think cleverly. You must not. You must not be. How do you say in English? You must not be.
Obvious.
Yes, obvious. This could be it, or set in your ways, perhaps? You must...
Dr. Skelzig, I think this is your opportunity to shine. I think you have the most learning here. I'm sure you'll think of something. These dates are pretty good.
Dr. Skelvig thinks that she needs to think about the other stuff that Sheik Janin told you guys as well.
Yeah. Yep. Alright, so he was the gardener, Sheik Janin, yep. Okay, flowers. The power of the sun has entered the underworld and is waiting for us to free it. The Well of Stars, we know that. Granted us a vision, that happened. In order for you to complete your mission, you need to go into the underworld, Duat. We can ask about Duat yourself and fight your own battles. To travel into the Duat, we'll need the Red Ale of Truth, which we have. So we might ask about the underworld, whether there's some god of death or anything like that.
Is there a representation asking the tour guide now of Duat in the temple somewhere?
A representation of Duat? This is... In some ways, I think you could say this is the whole temple, yes? It is... tombs. It is the path to the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a well of any sort here?
Splits open.
No.
What does ISIS have to do with any of this? What else do we have? We wake. Wake. More spiral and the rubbing. This house, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel like there's anything else. The power of the sun has entered the underworld and is waiting for us. So
you could see one thing that is interesting is though as you talk about the what, you remember it, I showed you the zodiac, yes, the Ptolemy
mm-hmm,
zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in your Western in the Greek and Western zodiac there are 12 houses, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient Egypt, in the underworld, the Duat, there were 12 divisions. It is divided into 12 kind of regions or lands.
Mm.
Each ruled by a different demon.
Mm.
Mm. That sounds pretty dangerous.
That is an interesting coincidence. I have not thought on that before.
There's no holes in the ceiling of the temple, are there?
You could say...
Holes that are meant to be there.
No. Okay. There are plenty of holes that are not meant to be there.
Right, yeah, but there's not one of those holes where we can wait for the sun to shine through it and light up a specific part of the zodiac or something fun like that.
These demons on the zodiac that rule the different lands of Duat, can you name them for us? Tell us about them?
Perhaps
we should go and look at it again.
I am very sorry. I do not know of such details. They are not really taught. It is not something that most tourists... not interested in such things. That is
certainly
that is the domain of the professors, not the tour guides. And he chuckles.
it's unfortunate that I am not a professor of ancient Egypt.
Okay.
Uh, Well, perhaps inspiration will strike us if we go examine this zodiac in more detail.
I'm game. It was nice and cool in there as well.
Yeah. Let's go have a look.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's a bunch of Egyptian gods holding the edges of this disc. 12 of them, I see. So you say each one has its rules over its own land or its own part of the underworld.
Oh, no. This particular zodiac. This is not the Egyptian underworld. This is the Greek zodiac, kind of, with just the Egyptian gods instead of the Greek ones.
So interesting. Many of them look the same.
While she's pondering this, I'm gonna take out my mason jar and take a swig of this red ale.
Okay. You may do so.
Not a large
one,
but
do I see Farnsey do this?
Probably.
If he's not trying to hide it, then yes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'll kind of like give him a nudge, wink, and open my hand, pass it over.
All right, I will pass it over after I take a swig, unless I pass out or something.
And I will take.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say I take a swig as well. Like, if he takes a quick swig, I'll reach over, take a quick swig, and then if no one else notices or wants any, just stick some in the, give it back to Farnsey.
Okay. So, Dr. Skelvig, so here's what happens. And Dr. Skelvig, jump in whenever you want to do something.
Okay.
Mr. Farnsworth takes a swig and hands the jug to Peebs. Peebs takes a swig and hands the jug back to Farnsworth. And just as Mr. Farnsworth is reaching out for it, you see Mr. Farnsworth collapse onto the ground.
Skelvig, catch!
Mr. Farnsworth, would you make a luck roll, please?
Skelvig, catch!
Yeah,
I'm going down!
I intercept it before it smashes to the ground.
That's a pass.
Okay. You somehow managed to collapse onto this hard stone floor without doing yourself too much damage.
Okay.
And then a moment later, yes, Peebs collapses. Peebs, would you make a luck roll?
I can try.
I haven't spent it all like crazy, man.
53. No, that's a fail.
That's not a pass.
you may do yourself a D3 damage as your head bounces off the stone.
Woo! Only one.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I feel Farnsworth's pulse. Is he still alive? Is he foaming at the mouth?
So the jug, falls to the stone, smashes open. Red liquid splashes everywhere. You feel his pulse. Yes, he is still alive.
Did we heal it all on the boat?
We probably did. Good point.
You healed some sand.
Yeah, but no hit points.
You may have one hit point back for your rest time on the boat.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, canceled out. Sweet.
I'm not saying I'm gonna need it, but
oh.
So yes, Dr. Skelvig, they are both they are both alive.
Well, I'm not licking
the tour guide looks
stuff up off the ground. So
the tour guide looks completely panicked.
They're on their own.
What has happened? What has happened? Shall I go get help? I will go get the doctor. Yes.
Why don't you just wait? I think it's just a strong alcohol. They kind of drink drink too much, these two. Here, help me prop them up against the wall. Is there any left in part of the broken jug?
So first of all, make a persuade roll to convince the panicked tour guide not to run off and.
No, I have no persuade. Okay. I have base persuade.
They will blame me if I do not get help. I must get help, and he runs off to get a doctor. You may individually make a luck roll.
Yeah, that's a success. Regular success.
Okay.
He says unhappily.
Would you roll me a D3, please?
Sure. One.
Okay. So the jug that the red liquid was in smashed and splattered pretty well. It's kind of splattered all over the stone here. In places, it's kind of starting to run into the cracks between the stone. But mostly, it's just kind of sitting on top and kind of pooling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lick the stone.
The way that the jug broke, there is a fairly good-sized chunk of the bottom and side that is still holding about kind of one glug's worth of the liquid.
Okay.
I have to lick it off the ground.
I pick up the shard of pottery and I say, I'm not letting you guys go and do this on your own again. And I lick it. Or I drink it.
Sit down first.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I forgot. I was thinking of that, but didn't do it.
So yeah, you drink it. You look over at Agent Chance,
realizing I should have sat down first.
And then a moment later, you collapse.
Chance, he'll catch you.
Agent Chance,
I fail my luck roll.
That's okay. Agent Chance is very dexterous, and he managed to catch you since he was kind of prepared for it this time. And we'll lower you to the ground safely.
We'll see if we'll find out in our dreams if he licks the ground or not. Somebody should guard our bodies.
Chancey's there. In spirit.
Exactly. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Good question.
Oh, man.
So the three of you wake up.
Okay.
And are we in the Temple of Hathor?
You are not, as it happens.
We're in a hospital?
No, you are not on a hospital. You awake to find yourself on a wide rectangular kind of section of stone pavement. You are standing. You're not laying down.
No.
You're standing. Like, what's going on? Ahead of you, off in the distance, on the horizon, is a rather large mountain range. And the sun is setting ahead of you, kind of behind the mountain range, Specifically, there's these two very noticeable peaks that form a really deep V in the mountain range, and the sun is setting right between them.
So this is like a big plaza, flat plaza of stone or something?
The stone itself is perhaps 5 meters square.
Oh, small.
And as you turn and look, in the direction of the setting sun is this mountain range with the peaks and so forth. In every other direction, you see nothing but desert. Just wide open desert.
Do we recognize from any artwork or anything these mountains, this notch in the mountains? Or is it, it's not like some famous something-something?
I presume that none of you speak or read Egyptian.
Yeah.
Nope. Only Atlantean. Yeah, no Egyptian.
You can all make an extreme no roll, I suppose.
No.
Ooh, 28? Nope.
Let's see. Extreme, it's going to be...
Wait, nope. Can I burn luck on this?
Nope.
Of course.
Oh, well... Let's see here. Hold on, I'm doing maths.
Gonna be a lot.
Well, no. Got a 28. 15. I'm gonna do it.
Whoa.
Okay.
For 15.
Wow.
So it turns out that Mr. Peebs on the boat ride down was, during the downtime when he was just kind of watching the river go by, he picked up the tourist's guide to Egyptian hieroglyphics. and he just happens to remember one hieroglyphic in particular. And that is the hieroglyphic that means horizon. And it looks remarkably like the view in front of you, with the sun setting right between these two distinct peaks. And as the sun continues to set, if you can imagine these two sharp peaks jutting up from the mountainside, and as the sun comes down behind them, they kind of cut off the edges of the sun, and so the rays of the sun coming towards you kind of narrow and focus into this path, and it looks almost like this path of light leading from you directly to this gap in the mountains.
I guess that's the way we go. Because there's nothing else. How far? It looks like miles away, though.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah, that's a long ways, probably.
The horizon is 6 miles away if we're on a flat surface.
Sounds about right, Dr. Skelvig. We could be there within an hour, couple hours.
Certainly.
Does it light up the pedestal at all that we're on in any funky way?
No. Nor does it light it up in any non-funky way. It lights it up in a completely normal and natural sort of way.
So it's going to get dark and cold here quickly, I believe.
It's a good time for walking fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's head west.
Okay. Were any of you carrying handguns or knives or anything like that?
I think so.
I want to say knife. From here on out, I've been carrying my pistol in my purse all the time.
I don't have a pistol on my sheet, so if I have...
So when we were in Paris, or it might have been sometime when you weren't here, Max, we had talked about this, and I thought we said we got equipped.
You geared up a little better?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have a knife. I don't know why I don't have this stuff written down. So I must have a...
So I wrote 45 pistol on my sheet.
Look at you go.
Okay.
So assume that we must have had an opportunity to get that. I don't know why I would have written it otherwise.
Okay. Yeah. We can say you all had a handgun and a knife. That's fine.
Okay.
So as you think about that, however, you know, Dr. Skelvig, you kind of reach into your purse to reassure yourself that your handgun is still there, and you find it's not there. And, you know, Mr. Peebs and Farnsworth, wherever they happened to have secreted their handguns and knives on their person, reach for their handguns and find that they are not there either. And then you realize, oh, I wonder why I didn't notice that before. All three of you have bows strapped across your chest.
Oh, really? How badass.
What else do we have attached to our bodies that we didn't know about?
And a small quiver of 8 arrows.
Is it strong? Okay, so I take the bow off. Do I feel like I know how to use this? Actually, hang on a second. I have Arctic Survival. I don't know if...
Arctic?
Yeah. I'm in Norway.
Yeah, but why would you... Yeah.
Arctic Survival includes hunting.
Yeah.
Okay. Have I ever used a bow before? I mean, do I feel like I suddenly know how to use a bow and I didn't before?
Why don't you give me a no roll, Dr. Skelvig?
Oh, I can easily do that. 60 out of 90, so yes, a success.
So yes, your Arctic training did include doing some bow hunting.
My father used to shoot reindeer with these. Here, let me show you how you load it.
It's a little different style. You know, it's a Egyptian style. It's not a Viking style or whatever.
The old Egyptian longbow, world famous.
But yeah, you're certain you could use it. You know, like say the quiver does hold. It is a small quiver that holds 8 arrows. Or I think that's probably the capacity of your handguns, right?
Probably, yeah.
You check your knives and find that your nice fancy steel knives have similarly transformed into a bronze dagger.
Oh, cool. I feel like we may be dreaming a little bit.
Yeah, this doesn't seem too real. But it's so real.
But I think in our dream, though, we still want to head... I mean, there's only one way to go.
Towards the horizon.
Towards the horizon.
You know, Sheikh Janine said to think flexibly, but it seems more like we've thought impulsively.
Perhaps that's what he meant.
Well, let's keep moving. I'm getting cold.
Well then, yes, let's go. We can't have that. Stop it, Peebs.
What? I'm not doing anything.
So you
Whoa, that wasn't me.
Yeah, sorry. yeah, my wife is out right now, and it's past our bird's bedtime. So he doesn't let me put him to bed. So he's complaining that she's not back yet. and they just walked inside. So that's.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. So that's why we always hear the outside quiet birds, because you have an inside loud as hell bird.
Well, I didn't before, but. My wife just moved in with me 2 weeks ago, so...
Hey! All right. Well.
Okay, so you guys take off walking towards the mountains.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so you start walking. And you're walking. And you're walking. And you're walking for about 3 minutes, and you find yourself looking up at this mountain pass ahead of you.
Oh. Whoa. Wow. This is a lot closer than I thought it would be.
And as you look,
it looks like we can get up to it.
Yep.
Up past.
Yeah, there's a very clear path that kind of leads up through this notch in the mountains.
Nice. Well.
Wow.
Shall we?
Yeah, I think we shall.
This looks natural. Natural pass. It's not like a carved...
That is
passageway.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. Well, this is strange. We reached the horizon much quicker than I expected.
These things happen in a dream, and I start walking up the.
Seem like a dream. I'm pinching myself.
D2.
It hurts.
Okay. I follow Farnsey.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay, so you kind of...
Is it dead quiet? Has it been completely quiet everywhere? Or is there a breeze? Is there...
The air
smell?
The air is very still. And quiet. And it just smells of sand.
Okay. So just what we think it would smell like? Okay. Yeah.
So you head up kind of over this mountain pass. Again, it takes you a surprisingly short amount of time. You know, in just a minute or two, you're kind of at the crest. And, you know, looking, the path stretches kind of down the mountains on the other side.
Looking backwards, can we see where we came from?
No, looking backwards, you know, you just see this desert stretching off into the horizon.
Do we see our footprints in the desert at all?
Sorry, from up here it's high enough that you wouldn't expect to.
Okay, from up in the past, okay, yep. Should have looked earlier, alright. And this is a rocky, sort of hard area now that we've been climbing?
That is correct.
Well, I guess we go down the other side. Our goal is to rescue the sun, and the sun definitely set behind the mountain.
So you head down the path, down this mountain path. Down. Again, it takes you just a minute or two, and you're at the base of the other side of the mountain. And ahead of you, you can see the sun setting past the horizon. And there's the mountains behind you, and ahead of you and to either side is this huge sandy plateau that that extends as far as you can see in every direction, except for the mountains behind you. And there's... You know, so the sun is kind of setting on the horizon. It's about halfway down now. And there's something on the horizon, but you can't quite figure out what it is. It looks just like a dark line. Like the line of the horizon itself is just darker than it should be.
Perhaps an ocean.
Or a pit.
Or a pit. Perhaps the place where the sun is trapped. Well, if it only took us a few minutes to get to here.
Yeah.
So let's keep
going.
Us a few minutes to get there, yeah. All right. We carry on.
You take off across the plateau There's a very distinct kind of path through this sandy plateau. It's not lined with stone, but it's a very obvious path. And a few minutes later, you find yourself looking up at this immense stone wall. And you can see it's at least 30 or 40 meters high. And as you look to your left and look to your right, it disappears into the distance as far as you can see.
What?
And all three of you make a sand roll.
Finally.
Success.
That is not so successful on Farnsworth's part.
Alright, that's gonna be a zero. Let's see if I make it awesome. I do! It's 100!
Nice. And Dr. Skelvig?
Yeah, I succeeded.
Okay. Dr. Skelvig, for succeeding, you can lose one.
Ooh.
Mr. Farnsworth, for failing, you can lose a D8.
Yay.
Oh, no!
And Peebs, for botching, you can lose 8.
Oh, man!
Wow.
Now, we're not in combat, so there's no problem with losing 8. Unless that's not 20%, is it? I guess I suppose it is a problem if you only had 40 or less.
No, I didn't, so I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
With that, at least.
So the sand roll is, as you see, you know, you're standing, so you see this huge wall, and you're standing in front of a gate in the wall.
Oh.
And on either side of the gate are two figures. And the figures, their bodies are completely wrapped in what look like bandages. Only they're very old, tattered, dirty, broken bandages. Their heads are uncovered, but unfortunately, the skin on their heads is stretched really tight over their skulls. Their noses are broken. You know, their mouths are open in this horrible, horrible grin. Their head is basically bare with just a few wisps of hair here and there clinging to it. Their teeth are yellow and cracked. And their eye sockets are completely empty.
Now, are these guys normal human height?
Yes.
Okay, that's a relief.
And hang on.
Okay, hang on.
But wait, there's more.
Let's finish setting the scene.
This is part of setting the scene. I want to know how big the gate was.
The gate itself is probably, maybe 3 meters across and maybe 5 meters high.
Okay.
The gate door is so with this wooden, with this wooden door, and the door pushes open, and a figure appears from the door, and all three of you may make another sand roll.
Succeed.
I succeed that one as well.
In that case, all three of you may lose only one san. As this figure comes out, that is not human-like at all. Rather, it looks like a huge snake. Not like a snake man. Not a, like arms and legs and the head of a snake. No, just a big, massive snake, at least 20 feet long, a good meter in diameter, and it's balanced on its tail, and its body is kind of, you know, its body is up in the air, and the head is, you know, kind of folded down, and it's looking at you with these bright, piercing eyes.
Does it have a hood like a cobra, or is it more like a?
No, it does not.
Okay. And are there a total of two mummies or a total of four mummies?
A total of two mummies.
Okay.
And this snake thing looks directly at Dr. Skelvig.
Oh, good.
I back up as I just
Hooray!
Back up.
And the mouth opens. Who are you?
Is it talking English?
Or it French, is. Or? It's talking in English.
Wow. Oh, wow. It's impressed.
It's talking in a language that you can understand.
Yeah. Yep.
Dr. Skelvig thinks it's talking Norwegian.
Gotcha.
Farnsworth and Peebs think it's speaking English, but it's a language that you can understand.
I reply in both Norwegian and English at the same time. Eidis Skelvig is my name.
Why are you here? Why do you travel through the Duat?
We seek the path of light.
And what would you do with this path of light?
Free the sun.
And the snake head turns and it looks at Peebs.
Who are you?
I'm Peebs.
Tell the truth.
I'm Paul Barker.
And why?
American.
And why do you travel the Duat?
To free the sun.
And the snake turns and looks at Mr. Farnsworth.
Who are you?
Ron Farnsworth, sir.
And why do you travel the Duat?
I'm here with them to free the sun.
And the snake kind of looks back and forth across the three of you for a moment. And then you see the doors open behind the snake, and they open up fully.
You may proceed.
Thank you, sir.
Did a snake just talk to us?
Just keep walking.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What are we waiting for?
I mean, to talk. I mean, let's just keep walking.
Oh. Walk through the gate.
Yeah. Like a willow.
Of course. Walking like a willow. As soon as you walk through the gate, you can hear the doors closing behind you. And if you turn and look, then yes, the doors have indeed completely closed behind you. And you can see the wall stretching off, you know, to the horizon on either side. And ahead of you is more plateau and a path. And on the far horizon, there's a dark line.
Oh, maybe the other wall. Is the snake still here with us?
Nope. It was on the other side when the doors closed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Well, that's all good. I'm gonna feel around in my pockets for some cigarettes or some alcohol or some something homey and friendly.
Did you have cigarettes or a flask with you?
We did have cigarettes. I'm not actually sure that I don't think I had a flask.
Okay. You find your cigarettes are gone. In their place, kind of in the pocket where you know you would reach and, oh, there's my cigarettes. In their place is a little tiny bundle of short, soft sticks.
So is that what was replaced with the cigarette that is always in the corner of Peeves' mouth?
Yes. Yes. Instead of a cigarette, he would have found himself chewing on this short stick, and noticing that when he chewed on it, just a little bit of flavor, a little moisture comes out, and it's a very pleasant kind of feeling.
I'll take one out of this bundle and look at it sort of bemusedly and stick it in my mouth and chew on a little bit.
Yeah, it's bitter, but okay. Not a completely unpleasant bitterness.
Okay.
And it's after half a minute of kind of chewing on it, you get a little bit of a tingle in your mouth and a little bit of a tingle in your brain.
All right. Shall we carry on?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So, once again, a few minutes later, you come to another wall.
Okay.
And another gate. And there are two more of the bandaged, wrapped human kind of skeletal figures standing on either side of the gate. But this time, in front of the gate, there is a table. There are two chairs on either side of the table. And as you approach and kind of look at it, and you are able to notice it, the top of the table is inlaid with blocks of ivory that form a grid pattern that's 3x10. And you can see the table and the chairs are they're wood, beautifully, beautifully carved. The legs of the table look like some kind of animal, but you can't really think of what it might be. It's just, you can tell it's supposed to be some kind of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Do I recognize this thing?
Do you have any archaeology, Egyptology, or history?
No. Base history.
You and Mr. Farnsworth can make an extreme no roll. Peebs, having read his tourist guide to Egyptian hieroglyphs, may make a hard no roll.
Okay, so I actually made the extreme.
Oh,
nice.
I must have been to the King Tut exhibit or something.
Or perhaps
of
you
course
were...
I know.
You didn't make it?
Nope.
Yeah. Or perhaps, perhaps you would have seen one of these in the when you were in the museum and caught note of it. It is known as a Senate board. And the kind of description in the museum said that it was a game, and that it was called the Game of Passing. And that it was a game that those passing through the underworld would have to play and win in order to proceed. But of course, no one alive knows what the rules are. Because the Egyptians didn't bother to write down, the rule booklet, apparently. So the gate opens, and another snake figure like you saw before comes out. And it looks at all three of you with those piercing, piercing eyes.
Is it obviously a different snake?
You can't really tell.
Okay, so not obviously. It could be the same. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the body of the snake, you know, it's a snake body, you know, with scales and so forth. And the scales are this kind of mottled gold and bright blue color. But yeah, whether the particular pattern on this one is exactly identical to the particular pattern on the one you saw before, you could make an extreme no roll, or sorry, an extreme idea roll.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay.
What is the luck of all three of you?
I have a 60.
30.
48.
So, Dr. Skelvig, you're the highest?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the snake kind of looks back and forth between the three of you, and then finally stops, gazing into Dr. Skelvig's eyes. Come, Dr. Skelvig. Play.
Are there pieces? Is it just a board? I'm not asking, I'm just looking.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just a board. And then the snake approaches it. And as the snake kind of gets to, you know, the chair, it's not sitting in the chair, but it's kind of in the chair without really being in the chair. And then there are pieces on the board.
I ask it, what color do I play? Are the pieces different colors?
They are. And the snake, in his snake-like voice, very clearly, in a way that you can definitely understand, explains to you the rules of the game.
All right. Well, I play it.
Okay. What is your pow?
12. 1, 2.
12. Make a roll, please.
Percentile?
Yep.
Okay. Pow versus pow.
My roll is 35. 3-5. Right. Your roll is 35. So you play the game, and you win quite handily.
Ha ha! Well played, Snake. But not well enough. I look over at the two of them and smile, smirk.
The snake looks at you and... Congratulations, Dr. Skelvig. You may pass.
Oh, no.
I look at Peeps, and I'm like, oh, shit.
And the doors...
We both give the oh, shit look.
The gate opens, and the snake looks at Mr. Farnsworth and Peeps. You may go with her.
Okay, go. Quick.
Quick, yeah, we're through.
Wait, let's go!
So you pass through the gates. The gates close behind you. You find yourself in another plateau with another path and another dark line on the horizon.
Man!
Wow.
I wonder what the next test will be.
Puzzle.
Hey, do you think the first test was a test of truth?
It might have been.
I hope there's not 12 tests like the
Zodiac,
like the whole clock. The Zodiac.
Yeah. Let's, we'll find out. Luckily, they're close together somehow. I don't understand it all, but...
let's keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I'm enjoying the walk, I guess.
So a couple minutes later, you arrive at another wall, another gate, guarded by two more of the same figures. And a moment later, the gate opens, and another one of these snake creatures comes out, and it just looks at you. It looks at the three of you with its piercing gaze. You may pass.
Oh, hey, wow.
That was almost like a free pass.
And we pass through the gate.
And the gate closes behind you. And you find yourself on another barren plateau.
What sort of crap are we getting ourselves into?
With another path leading off into the distance. And another black line on the horizon.
Well, there's no real choice, I think.
Keep moving forward.
Yep.
We must.
We do.
And a few minutes later, you arrive at another wall stretching off into the to the horizon on either side. And another gate guarded by two more of those horrible, horrible bandaged figures. And the gate opens, and another one of these monstrous snakes slithers out.
Boy. I wonder if we're really getting anywhere.
And it looks at the three of you. You may pass.
What? We must be in hell. We're stuck here forever.
I would like to... No, let's go. Let's go. We go through. I would like to, as we're walking along the next one, along the path, I would like to drag my bow a little bit in the sand on the side of the path and maybe make some little arrows and stuff. You know, draw some arrows in the ground as we approach as we carry on.
So, Peebs and Skelvig, are you going with him?
I'm not good at going anywhere. I mean, I assume we're going. Oh, sorry.
I mean, through the gate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go through the gate. The gate closes behind you. And Mr. Farnsworth, you find as you put your bow down to draw it through the sand that it clicks as it meets hard stone.
Oh.
And you look around, the three of you look around, and you may all make sand rolls.
Oh. 24 pass.
9 is a fail.
81 is a fail.
66. Anyway, don't fail.
Okay, so the pass is 0. The failures are a d4.
That is 1.
Ooh, 4.
Getting down there, buddy.
Peebs is probably getting dangerously close to the 20%.
I'm pretty close. I actually, hold on. Let me do maths. You continue. I'll let you know if I go crazy.
That's 12 out of 50, right? No, 12 out of 60.
I was at 83 when we started the session.
Oh, you're safe then.
That's fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You can lose 4 more. So, what do we see? What made us roll a little sandy roll?
So you find that you are not in another featureless plateau with another path and a dark line on the distant horizon, but rather, you're in a room. It's a stone room. Stone floor. Shockingly low ceiling. If any of you are particularly tall, you might even have to duck a little bit.
That's me.
The walls are very, very richly carved and painted bright, vibrant colors with all sorts of Egyptian hieroglyphs and Egyptian figures and Egyptian-looking scenes. And hanging from the ceiling, there are in kind of scattered all over the ceiling, there are chains set into the stone, and hanging down just about a foot or so And at the end of these chains are severed heads. None of them look human, but they all look like some kind of terrible things. In the center of this kind of large hall, it's perhaps 10 meters on a side. In the center of this hall, there is a dais, a stone dais. And standing on this stone dais is a large bronze balance scale.
Is it balanced?
It is at the moment. And on either side of the scale are a large stone carvings of a rather... No, I'm sorry. They're not carvings. They're breathing, or something, something close to breathing. Rather terrifying-looking figures that will generate another sand roll.
I keep passing.
Fail.
Oh, well, let's see now. Nope, 99!
Okay, great. Just a second.
It's a good thing, Peeves, that you were insane to begin with.
Oh, hilarious.
Uncontrollable laughter.
Tasha's hideous laughter. Oh, no, wait, I can't say that.
There it is. You might want to shrink that down or something. Sorry, so who passed?
I did. Skelvig.
Skelvig, you may lose 1 point of sand. And Farnsworth, you failed?
I sure did.
You may lose a D10.
Woohoo! Jeez.
And Peebs, I believe you botched again, sir.
Yep.
You may take all 10.
Three.
Well, that's more than five.
That's more than 20%.
Make a no roll.
Or it's idea, right?
Sorry, idea roll, yeah.
Alright, let's see here. Come on, dice. Don't fail me now. I mean, do fail me. Do fail me now.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang it!
Make sure you say it. Make sure you get that right.
12. Oh, wow.
Nice.
You really understood what happened.
Nice. Where is my...
Oh,
just
no.
A moment. Here it is. Throw me a D10, would you, Peeps?
A 4.
Okay, just a second. This is being problematic for some reason. A 4. Roll me another D10.
A 10!
That's awesome. Okay, there's a private message coming to you, Peebs.
Oh, God!
Perfect.
Let's see, where are you in here? Maximilian's instant message. Okay. so So you may roleplay that as you wish.
Oh, no!
If you just want to, you know, send Peebs away for another character, that will be fine, too. It's up to you.
What the fuck?
We'll see.
Well, isn't there some there right now?
Yeah, there are.
Well, going to go to town.
Yeah, but hang on. Let me finish. You can go ahead and roleplay that out if you want to. If at some point you want to just give up Peebs and as a lost cause and bring in a new PC, we can certainly do that. That's fine. There are plenty of pre-gens available, or you can make your own if you want to. If you want to roleplay it out and at some point you want to do something that would kind of violate that, you know, in an obvious sort of way, you may do so with a power roll.
Oh.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So before you do anything though, Peebs.
So my willpower, Jim.
So as you see these things, you see Peebs kind of stiffen a little bit. And his eyes go wide.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hey, now.
You can see that on the scales, on one pan of them, is a large brown ostrich feather.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
So I guess the more important thing is...
And I apologize. One more thing. The scales are not in balance. They're weighed down by this ostrich feather on one side.
Okay. So the first question is, these heads that are severed and hanging from chains, are they, like, dripping blood? Human? Are they...
No, they're decidedly not human. They are themselves rather terrifying. That was the first Sanral.
Are they like Egyptian god? Do they look like the heads of Egyptian gods? Animals?
They look like various nothings that you've ever seen.
Okay. And then the second question is, these creatures on either side of the stone dais kind of looks like the head of an alligator, but... Is that an apt description of it, or...?
Yeah, I would say. Kind of the head of an alligator with what looks like kind of vaguely a lion's mane.
And gotcha.
Just kind of a big, stout, four-legged body.
They were moving.
Yeah, they are very clearly alive. They have bright red eyes. You know, and as you enter, you know, they kind of turn their heads slightly. They're very obviously watching you.
Okay.
It appears that we need to weigh something on this balance.
Spin has to be less than a feather.
Something like that. Do I know anything about the Egyptian myth of this? I mean, I don't have any archaeology or mythology, but...
Make an idea roll.
Okay.
Sorry. First make a no roll.
Okay. Regular. Okay, the no roll is a critical success.
Okay. And then make an idea roll. An idea roll.
Okay, and that is an 03, so also a critical success.
Okay. So, yes, you certainly would have, at some point in your schooling or whatever...
Known about the heart.
Heard about, you know, the Egyptian myths, and that, you know, you had to weigh your heart, which was, you know, weighed down with all the sin of your life... on these scales, and then, you know, if your heart was not too heavy, then you could, you know, proceed into the afterlife. But if your heart was too weighed down by sin, then
you were eaten by these alligators.
Exactly. with your idea roll, as you're looking around at kind of all these carvings and pictures, a number of them depict the scale, very clearly the scale, you know, with what you could believe is this ostrich feather on one side. Mm-hmm. But on the other side are not pictures, doesn't appear to be hearts, but just people sitting on the scale.
Oh.
Dr. Skelving and Mr. Farnsworth, would you both make a spot hidden roll, please?
I passed one.
I failed.
Okay. Mr. Farnsworth, you notice that Dr. Skelvig's attention is completely taken up by these scales and monsters, and you know yours is as well. But out of the corner of your eye, you see Peebs kind of inching away, kind of in that hurried. You know, he's trying to go slow so he's not being noticed, but he's kind of vibrating with excitement. He's inching away towards the edge of the room.
Peebs. Oh, he barks at me. Great.
My stupid Skype is stuck on my phone. I can't get back into the call. But I can still be on the call, but I can't mute.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Weird.
We got
Peeps, where are you going?
Shh. It's okay.
I walk up and sit on the other side of the scale, opposite the feather.
Okay. Make me a dex times 3 roll.
It's all a dream, right, Farnsworth?
Yep.
Dex times 3, so I'm trying to roll under my dex times 3?
Correct.
Which would be 36. I rolled a 13, so it's just over a third.
Okay. It's a little clumsy, right? Trying to climb up on the dais and then climb up onto this kind of slippery bronze scale. But you managed to do it. And the scale doesn't move.
So the feather
swings a little bit. But yeah, the feather is heavier than you are.
Hey.
Well, that's
You're
good.
Light as a feather.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
That's excellent.
I'll hop down.
Okay. As you do... Yeah, sorry, as you do, nothing happens. Although you notice that the heads of the two creatures, you know, both kind of turn and are very clearly focusing on Farnsworth now.
Did we lose... Farnsworth.
Yeah, Peebs dropped.
I'm back.
There we go.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Okay. So
Peebs, Farnsworth, you each need to get up here on the scale.
Peebs, where are you headed to?
Jim, have I made it to the object of my desire yet?
Absolutely, sir.
I'm.
Oh, God.
Okay, so what you see is Peebs is. Standing, kind of leaning, arm around one of these stone effigies in here.
The living ones?
The living ones?
Yeah.
Or one of these dead, one of these cut off heads.
No, it would be one of the carvings on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So kind of leaning up against it, kind of, you know, pretending to like use his finger to twirl the hair on the effigy, kind of like leaning in, talking softly to it. You can't quite make out you can't quite make out, or maybe you don't want to make out what he's saying to her.
Peeps, it's no time for screwing around.
Shh, Barnsey.
Yeah.
Are you looking for something? Don't block me.
I don't understand what's happening to Peeps there.
You guys, just you do your thing with the scale, okay? Just, I got it, okay? I got it. Thanks.
Farnsworth.
And then he's going to go back to
like, what?
Get up here on the balance
to the stone.
Oh, okay. Do you want to... Okay.
We have to do it one at a time.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I guess we wouldn't all fit there. But I'm a little worried about Peeps there.
Well, we can get him after. Just get on here.
All right. I don't know what your hurry is. So I will go up to the scale and attempt to climb up onto the table and sit on the scale.
Dex times three.
Mm. Watch out, it's kind of wobbly.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, she's a little late in warning me about that.
Yeah, you kind of slip off and land on your butt. You know, it's just a little embarrassing to your pride. But.
Here, let me hold it steady. I'll climb back up there and try to hold it steady for him.
You are able to do so, and Farnsworth is able to clamber on.
Okay.
Dr. Skelvig lets the scales go, and they shudder for a moment, but then don't move too very far. The feather appears to be heavier than Mr. Farnsworth as well.
So what was that all about? I don't believe I'm actually lighter than a feather. I say
weighing
I
your
down.
Sins. Your heart.
Weighing
your heart is
sins.
Lighter than a feather.
Oh.
Like you said. They're judging us.
Yeah.
In this dream. Peebs, your turn. Come on.
I don't know about Peebs' heart.
You look back at Peebs and he is caressing the statue. Still talking sweet nothings to it.
Is very light right now, as far as I can tell. Holy cow.
Mr. Barker, I order you to get over here.
Ooh.
Get on this scale, then you can go back to what you're doing.
Okay, Jim. I'll sigh very heavily and fine! And then let's try and make this power roll.
Yep, go ahead.
Even, and my power is a 17.
Wow, you're very powerful.
So, yes?
Yep,
you're four.
Yeah, you're able to, you can, the two of you, Farnsworth and Dr. Skelvig, you can see Peebs really doesn't want to leave his wall. I mean, really doesn't want to. He's really dragging his
Get
feet.
Get over here.
His eyes
Your
roll
country
so
is depending
hard.
On you. This is what your life is all about. This is what your career is. Get over here.
Stupid missions. Getting away with love life. BS is what this is. Fine. What do you want me to do?
Get up on the scale.
While
we
grab Peebs around the waist and pick him up and put him on the scale.
Yeah. Between the two of you, you're able to get him up there. So as he sits and you let go, the scale very clearly dips to Peebs' side and then kind of shudders and kind of wobbles for a moment and then slowly tips back to the feather side. And then, kind of stabilizes there.
I told you he's a, sinner. I'll, all right, Peeves, hop on down.
Well, that was helpful.
Well, so let it pass now.
And you can hear kind of a rumbling sound as you see a door slide open in the wall. On the far side of the room from you. And from here you can't see what's behind it. It's just dark. And as Peebs kind of jumps down from the scale, he runs back over to his wall where he was before.
Peebs, I see a beautiful statue in the other room there, right through the door. And I start walking towards the door. And I turn, I get about halfway, and I say, I think I'm going to get to it first.
And I think that's a good place to cut for tonight.
Awesome. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, Peebs is yelling, no! And then running towards Farnsworth.
Awesome.
Well, we can work that out. There might have to be some rules involved for Mr. Farnsworth to convince Peebs of this thing that no one can see. And then if it's not awesome. There, what happens when Peeves gets there and finds out that Farnsworth has lied to him? I think there's still some drama here to be had. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you could keep track of that, Peeves. So we've gone about 5 minutes of that so far. Let's say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No problem, Jim. I'm totally keeping track of that. Oh, I've got the best. I've already got an Excel sheet worked up for sure.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
I hope we have Randall next time.
Oh, God.
He's just standing there by our unconscious our bodies.
So half of next episode is going to be just filling him in on what's going on.
Well, what happened? You know, you went to the ruins. You had a nice lunch, and then Mr. Farnsworth decided to rashly drink the liquid. Peeves followed him. Dr. Skelvig followed, and you all collapsed.
not much happened from his perspective.
See, done. Exactly. That was easy.
Oh man.
The tour guide's gonna show up with the cops. Oh, that's brilliant.
Great. Super good, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim. Is that okay? I just have one question, and I'm gonna leave it hanging. And is that actually written in the scenario?
Which part?
Oh, you know the part that I'm talking about.
Your specific insanity?
No, you're the one who rolled the D10 there, buddy.
Really?
Yes. No, I just had you roll the D10, and I looked on the table, and that's what you got.
Okay. Fair play.
Yep. I had nothing to do with it. It was all you.
All right. Sweet deal. That's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, then 2 weeks. Oh man, this is gonna be a long 2 weeks for this one.
Let's see what's the date on that?
That is the 9th of May.
Okay. I'm gonna be in Moab.
Sweet.
Moab. Yeah.
Nice.
Mountain biking.
Awesome.
It's a good thing they have Wi-Fi in Moab, so no problem for that.
That's true. Actually, we might be back by then, so I will fill you in
as we get closer. Without your leadership,
yeah.
happen.
Well, cool.
We would
cool.
be in a hotel. We'd still be in a hotel if it wasn't for me.
We all have a good week.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks, Jim.
You guys too.
Talk to you guys next time.
All right.
Cheers.
Later.
Bye.